Today's show is sponsored by Smart Learning Suite, an excellent tool to create more engaging lessons. I'll tell you more about Smart Learning Suite and a free webinar they're sponsoring with me on Thursday, February 9th at 4 p.m. about differentiating instruction with technology.
One great thing about Twitter is you can connect with authors of different books.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today. Welcome to the 10-Minute Teacher, and today we're talking to my friend Billy Krakauer for Tech Tool Tuesday. So, Billy, tell us some awesome ways that educators are using Twitter to amp up their classroom.
There's so many different ways educators are using Twitter. A couple of the ways is communicating with other teachers, not only within their own school building, but within their school district and across the country and across the world. So you're able to talk to teachers who are teaching third, fourth, fifth, eighth grade and learn from them of what they're doing. You're able to collaborate. Oftentimes we could find projects with other teachers that we can do. You can do a global read aloud. You can do a history text. There's so many different ways that you can communicate with them, and you could also connect. One great thing about Twitter is you could connect with authors of different books. And sometimes if you tweet at the author, they're willing to come in. Some even hang out or Skype into your classroom and talk with your students.
Those are so many great uses. And, you know, I mean, I think you and I have connected a lot more on Twitter than we even have face to face. We kind of felt like we knew each other when we met each other because of Twitter. So, I mean, I guess people just congregate around these Twitter chat hashtags, don't they?
Yes. You know, the Twitter chat hashtags, I think, are the most important. And that's for sure, Rick, Vicki. When me and you, I think we actually first met in person at one of the ISTEs, and it felt like we knew each other for such a long time because we talk all the time and communicate with each other on Twitter. And Twitter's created this camaraderie amongst people when you're attending a conference. People are able to meet up with their professional learning network and see how they're doing and actually have conversations face to face. Oftentimes we have those virtual conversations through the hashtags, which the hashtags are so important to follow and just get that information from and just talking and communicating with people.
So, Billy, what do you think the biggest mistake that most educators make when they get onto Twitter?
There's a couple of mistakes. You know, it depends on what you're doing. I often see mistakes when you're doing a Twitter chat, which, you know, sometimes occurs for an hour and people will forget to put the answer to the question, or people will put a Q instead of the A, or just, you know, trying to send too much in a tweet. We're limited to the 140 characters, and sometimes people will send multiple tweets to respond to one question. So it's those little mistakes.
Well, do you also think that some people think that they have to follow everything? I mean, isn't it kind of like drinking from a river?
I would say it's more like if you've ever been out to Colorado and been down the rapids, it's more like trying to drink out of the rapids that are coming down really fast, is trying to follow some of the Twitter chats because there's just so many chats out there. I've lost count of how many different chats there are. And it's also, you know, time management is just trying to manage your time to participate, because when you first get on, you might want to do every single chat and you just don't have the time and you will get overwhelmed with all the different chats.
Yeah, and I like to explain to educators, it's kind of like going in the library. Yeah, there are all those books, but you can't possibly read them all at the same time. You just have to pick one. So pick one and get started. Now, let me ask you this. You're kind of a pro and a veteran at Twitter, but have you ever made a mistake or done something wrong where you really learned something about how Twitter works?
Probably earlier on, just not following the correct hashtag or tagging the wrong person. I've done that. I've tagged the wrong person in a picture. And sometimes some people get offended of, why are you tagging me? I wasn't there. And it's, you need to learn from the mistakes. And that's just one. Oftentimes too, it's trying to be as grammatically correct as possible is a mistake you might make, because you're typing and responding sometimes so quickly and just using the wrong presence, using the wrong there. So those are little tiny mistakes that I made before. And it's just, you know, you have to learn to double check your tweets before you send them.
Yeah. And, you know, I think the other mistake I know that I've made, I remember one time I was sitting in an airport, I had left a conference and I was really tired, a little bit cranky. And a guy sat down to me and he did something that was really not socially appropriate that I will not say. But I don't know why I tweeted about it. It's one of the only tweets I've ever deleted. I actually tweeted about it. And I got a direct message from somebody who said, Vicky, I had you pulled up as someone you really want to follow on Twitter when you sent that across. I felt so embarrassed, but I know that's not who you are. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so humiliated. I can't believe it. I mean, because you never know who's looking at your tweets. So I think just, you know, that professionalism is so important. I mean, isn't it easy to forget that even if you're making a joke with a friend, that a lot of people are looking at what you're doing?
Yes, and it's, you know, it's sometimes you don't know who is looking at your account, and people who, you know, are trying to sometimes use, you know, some of the people as examples, you know, might be showing your tweets and you don't realize it, and you might just send something that maybe was a little joke, maybe was a little more personal than it should have been. And it's, you know, as much as, you know, we want to sometimes share ideas and concerns, that we have to kind of be mindful of who is looking at the tweets, because Twitter is public and anyone could view your tweets at any point in time.
So let me ask you this, Billy, could you give an idea for teachers of something they can find on Twitter today to make their classroom better now?
Right now, one of the hashtags I would follow would be the Breakout EDU, which is a totally new concept and a great idea to be doing in a classroom. I've been experimenting with it. My students love doing it. And putting that hashtag out there gives you a ton of ideas. Even if you search the hashtag, which is hashtag Breakout EDU, you can find so many different ideas. And if you're just looking for general technology stuff, you know, you always have hashtag EdTech. And it really just depends what level you're teaching and where you're teaching to find that information.
So teachers, get out there, pick a hashtag. And now, Billy, we're going to do a giveaway of your book, 140 Twitter Tips for Educators. So what you need to do, educators, go on iTunes now, leave an honest review of the show, leave your Twitter handle in there. And Billy, tell us briefly about your book.
So our book is titled 140 Twitter Tips for Educators: Get Connected, Grow Your Professional Learning Network, Reinvigorate Your Career. And it was written by myself, Brad Curry, and Scott Rocco, who also moderates SatChat. And we wrote it as a guide for educators to learn how to use Twitter. And if you've been on Twitter for a while, you still can use our book, because we took you from the beginning to how to moderate and how to archive chats. So our book is a very valuable resource, and we hope you find it useful.
That's incredible. So educators, get out there, amp up your learning, play with Twitter. And I love the idea of following Breakout EDU. I'm going to have to follow that, and we're going to have a future show on that.
Yes, it's I've done it once with my students, and I actually wound up getting a second kit ordered, and I can't wait for it to come in, because my students have just been waiting to do it. And, you know, it's something different where the students are still learning, but they're also doing a major skill that they need to learn how to do, is how to work together and how to collaborate with one another and communicate with one another, which is a skill that oftentimes, you know, is forgotten skill in school, but the students still need to know how to work with one another.
So educators, we've learned all about Twitter, and we've also got a little bit of a nugget of excitement of Breakout EDU. So stay tuned. We're going to learn more about that. Today's sponsor, Smart Learning Suite, has some fantastic ways to differentiate instruction. Next Thursday, February 9th at 4 p.m. Eastern, I'll be sharing my tips for differentiating instruction in the classroom with technology on a free webinar sponsored by Smart Learning Suite. Check the show notes to register for this free webinar. My favorite tool in the Smart Learning Suite is SmartLab. This is a cool, fun, and game-based learning tool. Download your 45-day free trial today at ccta.ch/10mt-smartlab, or by clicking the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.